What's poppin', peoples?
I wish you guys a beautiful fucking day. More than just a regular beautiful day, I wish you guys a beautiful fucking day. I don't have much to say as an introduction to this episode, so I'm gonna just let you guys listen. And as you listen, I just pray that you guys, again, continue to broaden your perspective in a positive manner. Hope you guys are able to open your eyes and see the world in a new way, in a more positive light. Most importantly, as you listen to this episode, I just pray that you guys are able to begin to open your mind, open your eyes, open all your receptors to the infinite flow of love that's all around us. Fucking love you guys. So I was having this conversation with an intelligent young lady about about how I don't sleep enough, how I do not sleep nearly enough hours in the day. I try to aim for 3 to 5 hours of sleep per 24 hours. And that works perfectly fine with me. But anyway, our discussion got to a point where it was kind of like, I was explaining to her like that I get sleepy but not tired. I'm always full of energy. I'm always ready to do something, but like sometimes I'll be sleepy. And it's like, she didn't really understand. She was telling me that sleepy equals tired, but I was like, no, like, tired is when you're physically unable to do more. Like, you're physically drained or whatever. And sleepy is when you're mentally drained. At least in my experience, because I'll be fucking... I'll be like, for example, I'll fall asleep while I'm driving. Like, I'm doing something. Like, I'm using my body, but it's just like my brain was tired, so... my brain needed to recharge. But anyway, the response that we ultimately like resonated with was the simple fact that going beyond the limitations of the physical body, going beyond the limitations of the mental body, it is the spirit that we're focused on. My response to her was that the spirit of love can really push you beyond the physical and the mental. And we both agreed that that is true. And that really put things into perspective for me. Because, like, I don't know, it wasn't really me that made the statement. It was like something within me that just needed to be expressed. And it was expressed thusly. Look at me using fancy words. But anyway, it just put like the thought on my mind of like operating based on the power of the spirit. Operating based on the power of the spirit. In my experience, the 28.6 years that I've been on this planet Earth, from what I've learned, from what I've seen, from what I've heard, from what I've again experienced, the spirit can only be one of two things. Like, the spirit is the double-sided coin that determines the life that we live. And it's like, your spirit can either be a spirit of love, or it can be a spirit of hate. And this may sound like weird or crazy, but I see it manifest itself every day in everything that I do and in many things that other people do. I see it in many things that other people do, meaning if you operate based on a spirit of love, then your thoughts become thoughts of love, and as a result, your actions become actions of love. Because, like, again, this is based on my experience, my observation on this planet Earth. The way you feel is translated to other people. So when you're in a good mood, you can translate, you can not translate, transfer. The way you feel is transferred to other people, to the people around you and to the environment around you. So when you feel good, when you feel love, you can share it with others because you have an overflowing, like you have a spirit of love, like the spirit is overflowing. That's why I use the word overflowing. Like the spirit is overflowing with whatever you choose to allow to overflow. Like we've all had those experiences where we've been around a person that's just full of love. Like they overflow, their quote unquote cup overflows with love. People love to be around those kinds of people because they feel that love. And that's, I mean, as human beings, that's something we're all desperately chasing after. We want to feel loved. Do we want love in our lives? On the flip side, I'm not going to spend too much on this side because I don't like these feelings. But like on the flip side, we all know a person who's negative, who overflows with negativity and hatred, and we all do our best to avoid those people. That being said, I mentioned that I notice the type of spirit.
New message from Wyatt S. You going through Cassidy?
I don't know if you heard that, but I'm Ubering. I'm Uber eating. I'm delivering an Uber Eats order and trying to get onto Fort Bliss, but thus far two of the entries have been closed, so I've had to drive around all of Fort Bliss with these thoughts on my mind. But the people that operate based on a spirit of love, you can feel that. Like their actions are based on love, so you automatically know that their thoughts are based on love as a result of their spirit being a spirit of love. And on the flip side, the people who have negative actions, in addition to actions, words are actually the bridge between the thoughts and the actions in many cases, from what I've seen. Because nothing is definite. Like, nothing, absolutely nothing that I say is absolute. As funny as that statement may sound, nothing I say is absolute. Ultimately, my point in this entire just disjointed rant is that when you operate on a spirit of love, it'll resonate, it'll manifest itself in your thoughts. You'll have thoughts of love. You'll think of things you love. I love skateboarding. I love photography more than I ever fucking imagined. I love Ubering people around. I love the dangers of fucking Uber. I love making videos. I love listening to music. I love pretending that I can make music. I love making music. I love beatboxing. I do things that I love. And it pushes me beyond the physical and the mental. Like, last night I was Ubering. I drove a dude to a bar. I was falling asleep as I was driving, so I dropped him off. I parked across the street from the bar. I set a timer for 12 minutes, and I was like, let me take a quick nap. 2 hours later, I'm waking up to the sounds of everyone, like, being kicked out of the bar because it's 2 a.m. And that's, like, in my opinion, I felt like I didn't feel bad about anything. I was just, like, that's me operating based on a spirit of love. Like, I'm doing what I love, and it put me in a position to, like, not sleep in my bed, which is, like, I'm perfectly fine with that. But it's, like, that's an example of the spirit of love pushing you beyond the mental and the physical. Like, I was doing more than what my mental and physical bodies could handle. And so they needed to take that break. I just wanted to make this episode because it's just something that's on my mind. Like, pushing yourself beyond the physical and the mental planes. Just pushing yourself, operating based on your spirit, based on what you love, based on operating based on the way you want, the way you expect the world to be. It's like, it's that thing they say about be the change that you wish to see in the world. Like, if you wish to see more of what you love, then be more of what you love. Do more of what you love. Express more of what you love. Expression, that's what it is. The overflowing of spirit, that is expression. And I wish you guys the expression of love in every and anything you do. I wish you guys the spirit of love in any and everything you set your mind to. I wish you guys the spirit of love in any and everything that enters into your life. I wish you guys the spirit of love in your financial endeavors. I wish you guys the spirit of love in your familial endeavors, taking care of your family. I wish you guys the expression of love in your social endeavors. I wish you guys the spirit of love in your artistic endeavors, your entertainment endeavors. I just wish you guys the expression of love in any and everything you set your minds to. In any and everything you experience. I just wish you guys, I send you guys, I pray unto you guys, the spirit of love. I love you guys.